Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we've got our good friend Tom Anastasi here. Tom is here. He's a professor at Daniel Webster College, author of The Successful Entrepreneur. He's a filmmaker. Brand new film coming out, full-length film that we've been telling you about. It's going to be out later this year. And he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's our good friend Tom Anastasi, welcome back to the show.
Oh, well, thank you very, very much. Yes, we're in post-production. We're getting it edited, and we'll be at picture lock soon, so that means we can get the music and the color correction done, so things are really happening.
So when's it going to be ready?
Summer, so June, July, somewhere around there. Yeah.
Are you going to Cannes? Are you going to Sundance? Where are you going?
Well, we're going to talk about that, get my production team together. There's about 3,000 film festivals we could submit
wow.
it to, and so we're going to pick maybe 10 or 15.
How much does it cost to do those?
Some are free. Most are in the $100 to $250 range,
yeah.
They don't want to be deluged
right.
with submissions. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Well, good luck, and of course, we'll be keeping up with it, and when it's all done, you'll have to give us another report on it. So one of the things I know you want to talk about today is impressions.
Yeah.
Making good impressions. Talk to
yeah.
us about that.
Yeah, and one of the things is that we make impressions on someone or a business really within the first 3 or 4 seconds, but we give ourselves about 30 seconds to go from that initial impression to pretty much what's going to be a final impression.
Hmm.
Now, that can be changed. So, for instance, in the crossover, you were talking about the fact that you made a mistake one time,
oh, yeah.
and then you ended up, you know, realizing it and rectifying it, and you can do that because most.
Well, the old saying about you never get a chance to make a second chance to make a good first impression. That's generally true because most people don't realize they've made a bad impression. But
right.
if you know it, you can fix it.
Oh yeah, because I think most people are willing to give people a break just
to redeem you.
That we would expect, right? So, but what are some of the things you can do positively? Well, one of the things is little things like giving a small gift. I mean, we're talking a small gift, so
right.
it doesn't have to be anything of value, monetary value, but something like a pen with your company name on it.
Mm-hmm.
You can get those in bulk for very, very inexpensive. And that's why if you look at a lot of the business catalogs, they'll have a lot of these things that you can put your logo on that don't cost that much money. People will actually feel very positively about you and your business because you gave them a pen that cost you 5 or 10 cents. And it is remarkable that people don't even realize it cognitively.
Right.
They don't realize that. They just say, oh, you just gave me something. Oh, it looks nice. And they're going to have a very positive impression.
And the thing is, though, is you don't want to walk in the moment you meet them, hand them something.
No.
You're talking about that lasting impression thing where as you part with them, as you get out, as you leave their office or whatever, say, oh, by the way, I'd like to leave you a little token of my appreciation for your time.
Right. I mean, you don't want to do it the moment you meet somebody. But, you know, at some point, oh, yeah, it was very nice meeting you here. Let me give you one of our pens. Oh,
right.
No, you have a pen. You know, for instance, the United Way, what they did is there was a great study where they had just people wear United Way buttons, and all it was that.
Right.
And then so people wore the United Way button for a week, and then they checked donations, and people who wore the button, they gave more, way more, about twice as much as the people who didn't,
wow.
and they also donated more. So the donors were higher, and the donations were higher, and they tracked it back to that type of reciprocation. Because
right.
one of the things is, if we do a favor for someone, we're going to think, oh my gosh, I must like that person because I'm doing them a favor. And so just naming is going to create a first impression. Now, I've done a lot of research on names.
Can I stop before you get into naming? I want to talk about this gift thing again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to talk about that a little bit more because I think this is huge. I just want to say again what you said. Don't underestimate the impact that you can have when you give somebody a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's two kinds of gifts. One is a self-serving gift, which is a pen with your name on it, right?
Right.
People have lots of pens, and this one's got your name on it, so it's a little bit self-serving. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm saying absolutely do that. But there's another, you can rise to another level of impression making and gift giving if you give them something that does not have your name on it, or if it does, it is a small part of the gift, but it's something that you thought that they might like. Not, you know, nobody says, I thought you might need a pen. Here's a pen. You know, nobody's going to say that because they know you got lots of pens. But what if it were a book? What if somebody said, you know what, I'm calling on this person who's a young entrepreneur. I think they'd benefit from Tom Anastasi's book. And so they buy your book. And when they go see them, they say, oh, by the way, I thought you might enjoy this book. And they drop the book off. Now, if they want to put their business card in that book as a placeholder, that's fine. But my point is, those kinds of gestures are huge.
They are. Now, I'm sure that you've done this because I've done it several times.
Millions of
times. People have bought my book for somebody else and given it to me to sign for them.
Yes.
And because people like books signed by the author. And of course, I've given my book to people and signed it to them, and that's just very, very special to them. But I've had many people say, oh, I mean, as if it's a bother to me.
Right.
Could you please sign this to my good friend who's starting a business?
Yeah.
And, oh, I mean, of course, I'm
But even if you don't know the author, you can still, inside of it, you could put, I recommend you put a label inside that says compliments of your business. And put it on the end paper in the front, not the bottom where it's unobtrusive. So they won't forget who. It's okay to let them know who gave it to you, and you could even leave a place for you to sign your name on that label. You're not autographing the book like Tom would, or like I would, but you're it's like a really nice card.
Right. Right. And another thing is that talking about names is that people like it when you remember their name.
Yeah.
And
hold on, Tom.
I
got to take a quick break. We're going to talk a lot about names in a minute. But folks, this gifting thing is part of the callback strategy, which you've heard me talk about before. Use these kinds of gifts, not a pen, something a little more substantial, like a book, for a callback strategy. I have made a living doing that for a long, long time. I promise you, it works. Quick break, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.